Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
I can see Geraldine Ashaya is come around Gangan. Hey, ngiyakubona man, my queen. Uyaphila. He's alive. Our Redeemer liveth. And that is Mtunzi number there. He's not alone. He's not alone. I know that the whole group is called The Fellowship with Mtunzi number. The Fellowship with Mtunzi number. The song is Redeemer. And I know once more is on the lead there. Once more, six is on the lead there. Uyaphila. Our Redeemer liveth. He bought us with a high price. And so if you have prayed that prayer today, you are a child of God, and you have been redeemed from the hands of the enemy. You've been bought with a high price, that is of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has paid your debts, and now you belong in the kingdom. And congratulations. What a good and an awesome decision that you have made. I am with my queen, says Claudia Khwale. Pastor Claudia Khwale. Whether wanyaka or anyaki, utlai kukra. Ruti Claudia Khwale. How are you again?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. And I just want to say thank you to the Radio Pulpit family for welcoming yet again to this wonderful platform. And I also would love to thank you, my sister Sibongile, also for just for inviting me. To share my testimony once more. Thank you so much.
Now, most of us rushed to, after you spoke that the Lord Holy Spirit led you to the food, the kind of food that you were eating. A small background family. She was healed from ovarian and lung cancer. It was ovarian cancer. It had spread to other organs of her body. And the doctor said, if we make a surgery, if we operate on you, then we are going to take out a lot of your organs. It means then you're as much as dead. And the cancer had spread to the body. And she went home. She was given 3 weeks to live. And then the doctors told her that on the third week she would die. But on the second week, her pastor came and said to her, "We taught you the word. Use the word." And the Lord, in a dream, she was sleeping, and the Lord reminded her of the food and the scriptures that you find in the book of Genesis, where the Lord talks about the food. And I asked her, what kind of food did she eat before? And she said, "I ate, you know, your fizzy drinks and all these, when we are irresponsible, when we don't take care of our bodies." She loved those ones. She loved those ones. She now changed her diet. But today she's talking about the word as medicine. Because I know that most of us rushed to our diets. We check our body Mediterranean diets. We checked body what diets. Gebs diet. I know of the Gebs diet that is given to children diagnosed with autism. And yes, it has proven to reverse the effects. But you saying, when I talked to you, you said, yes, the diet played a role, but not much of it, but the word. So are we looking at the word of God as medicine today?
Amen. Definitely. Definitely. We're shifting our focus a bit on food today, and we're eating the word today. So my turning point was in the third week, because remember, I've been given the 3 weeks now. I was left with 3 weeks. And within the last week, this is where the turning point came in. My healing started. I had my first visitation. My first visitation was in this dream when the Lord, when I had just a bright light, you know, shining through, coming towards my spiritual body and my physical body. And that's when now the transition began to happen, where I heard a special message from this woman that was standing there. And she said, "Claudia, you need to go back. Your time is not yet now. You need to go back and complete the work." So the second presentation, this is me now coming back to life, and I started coughing. So with me now coughing, this is the first time I could start sitting on by myself, you know, starting to eat the food, that I couldn't. It started drinking liquid even without it burning my mouth. So within the same
Wait. So I remember last time you mentioned that even bathing when water touched your skin, you felt like you're burning. So even when you're drinking it?
Even just drinking simple water would literally burn my mouth from the inside. So I couldn't drink anything.
Hmm.
So but from the first visitation where now I was, you know, sent back and I was being told that go back, you have not completed your work. This was me now. The word just came back into my body and ignited all my organs. Now I'm back on my feet. I can walk by myself. And the same week, I get a second visitation. But now this visitation becomes interesting because I literally see, it's a chance. I see somebody walking through my bedroom door, and he stands behind the door just close to where my bed ends. And he begins to teach me on cancer. And he begins to go into detail what cancer really is and how I need to look after my body, because this is where now the scripture, Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, was given with a second visitation. And I just started from that day. I started also doing a bit of research, but what actually stood out so much for me was the cancer part, you know, because I think so many people are normally asking me, but Claudia, how did you get healed?
Mm.
And that would be one question. It would be so hard for me to try and explain, because I know for sure that I had a divine visitation. I had a personal encounter, you know, with the supernatural. And for me to begin to explain to anyone, I would just, you know, just by me trying to explain, people would not even comprehend what I'm saying. So I've always had a struggle to share this story, this testimony, how I really got healed. Because as you have mentioned in the opening, it wasn't the food. So many a times, because, you know, so many people are diagnosed with cancer or just merely getting sick, the world system teaches us something else. The world system wants us to speak like them. I'm sick, I've got cancer, and these are the diagnoses. But now in my case, it was so different, because now the Lord had literally visited me and cancer was now being defined. And my true healing actually began the day the cancer was disclosed with a second visitation. I knew instantly that I am healed. So I need to understand what is this thing that I'm dealing with. So there are four things that I just want to touch base on, because somebody might be struggling with the same diagnosis. Somebody might be even having another diagnosis, not just cancer. But we need to understand what is sickness actually. So number one, we need to understand who are we. Number two, what is sickness? Number three, understand the fight. Number four, which is the last one, how do I win over this fight? Because it is a spiritual warfare. So now, who are we? The Bible clearly states in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He says, all things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new.
Mm.
So what does this mean to us as a born-again child of God? It therefore means that we have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness and were now translated into the kingdom of light, meaning there was an exchange that took place. So in this kingdom of light, we speak different, we conduct ourselves differently, and we don't see as the world sees. So going back to me trying to explain to people in most cases how I got healed, I cannot go and say, you know, I was healed by food. Food was nearly 20% of what I had to do to boost the physical human body.
Mm.
But 100%, I was healed 100% through the word of God.
Mm.
So now that we are now born again Christians, you know, the new creature, meaning the veil has been removed. We now walk in the light.
Mm.
We are children of the light. So therefore, if I am a new creature, my life is supposed just to be up and forward only. We are victors forever in this lifestyle. We cannot and never live a defeated life here on earth. And we continually live our lives gazing on the word of God. If you go to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, the Bible says, as we contemplate the glory of God in a mirror, the mirror which is the word of God, we are metamorphosed into, meaning we are changed into that image we see in the mirror, which is the word of God. So therefore, for this reason, I cannot be defeated by sickness. So I had to understand, who am I? I'm now a born-again child of God, but I'm just diagnosed with this vicious disease. So now I need to go back and understand, but what is sickness? What is this still thing that I'm dealing with? What is sickness? The world has its own system in explaining what sickness is, and spiritually also, there is another definition of what sickness is. So the world system would define a sickness, something like, it would say, sickness refers to a state of being unwell or having a poor health, or can be caused by various factors like maybe bacterial infections, diabetes, your cancer, your arthritis, maybe also mental health conditions as well. So now what is the cure to this sickness? It is medication. So now when you look at the spiritual aspect of it, how do we define sickness as children of God? When you go to the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 11, the Amplified Version, it talks about, it gives us a clear story about a woman who had an infirmity for about 80 years.
Mm.
And the Bible says this woman was bent forward for 18 years, but listen to what had actually caused her to be in this condition, this infirmity.
Mm.
It was caused by a spirit, a demon of sickness. So now we can clearly see that spiritually, what we are dealing with, it's a spirit. But now, when you speak to somebody else, you will just say, in the world system, you will just say, I'm sick. I've been diagnosed with cancer. But truly, truly speaking, we now know that sickness is more spiritual than physical.
Hmm.
So sickness is a spirit.
Hmm.
And the cure to this spirit, it is just the word of God. You can't heal a spiritual infirmity with physical medication. It will never work. So we never look at sickness as children of God. We must never look at sickness with a carnal mind and thinking that it will just vanish. It won't vanish. The more we ignore it, the more it begins to grow even bigger than what it is.
Mm.
Because remember, the enemy came just to do three things. The Bible says he came to kill,
to steal, and destroy.
And to destroy. But the word of God says, I have come that you have may have life
in abundance.
And have it in abundance.
Mm.
So now, if you are a child of God and you find yourself in a position like this, just know that if I was diagnosed, I'm about to go into a spiritual warfare.
Okay.
Sure. And we also now need to understand, what is this fight all about? In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 to 13, the Amplified Version, the Bible says, but we do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
Mm.
But against powers,
principalities.
Mm-hmm. Against principalities. But I like how the Amplified Version puts it.
Let's go to it.
Yes.
It says, for we
do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against powers. Then in brackets, it says, the master spirits, who are the rulers of the present darkness.
Mm.
So this is what we are dealing with.
Mm.
If you are finding yourself to be sick,
mm.
you are not merely just fighting a sickness, as the world puts it. No, it's a spiritual warfare. This is why the Bible says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood,
mm.
but against powers, against principalities,
mm.
rulers of darkness in this present darkness.
Mm.
It says against the spirit and forces of wickedness in the heavenly spiritual sphere.
Mm.
Meaning, you will never defeat the physical because it's a spiritual warfare.
Mm.
You need to tap into the spirit.
Mm.
So these were some of the things that I had to begin to understand, because now cancer was revealed to me. The Lord was simply saying to me, you are fighting something that's spiritual, not physical. So in order for you to understand what this thing is, you need to study what cancer really is.
Mm.
So cancer, it is way bigger than what we see it to be. It is not just an infirmity in the body and you get medication for it and you begin to heal. No, it is actually more spiritual.
Mm.
So the Bible says, now ye be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So my mind had to be renewed.
Mm-hmm.
I had to start thinking, as the word says, I'm now a new creature in Christ.
Mm.
I have to now start speaking like a new creature.
Mm.
I have to start seeing myself healed. I can't exalt cancer, but I need to exalt the word of God. When you go to the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 8 until 12, there we see a scenario where the enemy actually had to have permission from God to go and tempt with Job. But now Job was held back by fear. And God says, no, I give you permission. Go ahead. So in this context, I would just love to say this to somebody. You know, in most cases, I would hear people saying, but why did God allow me to go through cancer? Why did God do this to me? It is not God. God can never make you sick. Sickness comes from the pit of hell. Sickness comes from the enemy. God can never make you sick. So we find ourselves in a space where if you don't know who you are as a child of God, the enemy will do as he pleases,
mm.
especially in your health.
Sure.
If you don't put a stop
uh-huh.
to what he came to do, which is to steal your peace,
mm.
to kill you at the end of the day, and to destroy everything that is around you. But I love what Satan says to God here. He says, but this Job is not even aware that you have placed a hedge around him.
Mm.
And not just him. You have placed a hedge around him and everything that concerns him. So what does this mean to us as children of God? That sickness cannot be a part of us. We have a special hedge around us. A hedge of protection around us. But if we do not know that we have this special hedge around us, the enemy will do as he pleases. And he knows that he is not permitted to mm. tempt with us. Because now, you also now need to know, so how do I now win over the sickness? When you go to the book of Colossians,
okay.
chapter 2, verse 15,
mm-hmm.
the Bible says, God has actually disarmed principalities,
mm.
powers that were ranged against us,
mm.
and God made a public display. I want us to underline that. He made a public display,
mm.
an example of them, in triumphing over them, in
mm.
him,
mm.
and in it, the cross.
Mm.
So meaning sickness has been dealt with years and years, 2,000 years ago. So if we are still getting sick now as children of God, what are we actually dealing with? These are just spirits that are tormenting children of God. But now if the child of God does not know who they are, mm. they will keep on doing what they are doing. But they know that there's nothing they can really do to us as children of God. So where do we fit in as the new creature when it comes to this scripture, Colossians chapter 2, verse 15? Mm-hmm. When you go to the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20, Amplified Version, it says, I have been crucified with Christ.
Yeah.
In him, I shared his crucifixion. In it, it says, I share his crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
Mm-hmm.
Now the life that I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and he gave himself for me.
Hmm.
So the minute I understood this, you can imagine what happened to me. My mindset completely changed when it came to food. My mindset completely changed when it came to cancer. And I started looking at cancer in a different way. Cancer was no longer something that could defeat me.
Hmm.
I had now defeated cancer in my mind just by locating the scriptures. So many are saying, okay, Noah, where do the food come in? You still need to look after your body physically. You need this body. You still need to go to work. You still need to do whatever you need to do daily and maybe even serve in the kingdom of God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to look after this body. I'm not saying just live by the word of God purely. You need to eat healthy self. So I had to go back now and get my things in order.
I think it's okay, vice versa. You had to eat the word and then eat your food.
Exactly.
Yeah, no. The food cannot come before Christ. So it had to be Christ first.
You've said it. So
okay, so you had to go back and look after your body.
Yes. Let me ask you a question,
my queen. You mentioned one of the important, I think there are so many things that we need to remember. And I agree with Geraldine, who says, yo, my queen, we learn and unlearn every day about the mysteries of God. Powerful insights from the word. Hey, we have the word, which is our pill. We have the word, which is our medicine. But we never know where to go. And everybody will say, just get the scriptures that talk about healing. So you go everywhere where there's healing. But now we are taught something else again today. We learn every day and unlearn some things. I agree with you. You said we need to guard our mouths because the world would want you to identify with that which you are diagnosed with. The world would tell you and identify you with your disease or with the disease. Let me not say your, but let me say the disease you were diagnosed with. So they would call you by that name. And so you say, guard your mouth. Never accept that. Going back to what the scripture says, that we need to be renewed, transformed by the renewing of our minds. Now, when it comes to you going back to the doctors, did you go back and get checked if you still had the traces of cancer?
So now this is the interesting part, right? Because remember in the beginning, I told you that I couldn't go to the doctors anymore because now, you know, going to doctors became it became a task. I would go to doctors and they would tell me the same thing over and over that, you know, we need to check you. We need to. So I got tired and I knew definitely that no one is able to help me. So now an interesting thing begins to happen. I only had four kids. So we relocated to the Free State and we stayed there. We started ministry there in 2015. And 2020, then something just begins to happen. I fall pregnant, right? And with me now falling pregnant, I knew very well that, you know, I didn't want kids anymore. We were just enough with the four kids that we were having.
Mm.
So I started this journey now all over again, started going to the hospital. And I remember the guy saying to me, you won't be able to carry this baby because the tumor is still in your stomach. And where would the baby sit? It would be a competition between the tumor and the baby. So you need to get rid of the baby. And I told them, you know what? There's no way I'm going to get rid of the baby. I'll rather give this baby an opportunity to live. And if my time is up, so be it. So I'm starting this journey now, all over, the healing journey, all over again. I find myself in Bloemfontein, different hospitals, and eventually I get to this hospital where they called me, they actually called me Oprah Winfrey, because they said my case is just one of the kind. They haven't seen anything like this, a stage 4 cancer, pregnant lady, and now I'm pushing to have this baby. And I told them, no, if God did it before, he can do it again. So just to fast forward, I literally became a study case, because now they want to see, what am I able to carry this baby until full term? And the day where they had to actually admit me, they thought they admitting me earlier on, because they said this baby is going to be like premature baby, just because of, for my health reasons. And I agreed. I said, no, it's fine. You guys can take me in a bit earlier. So there I am in hospital and you know, in the theater, and the doctors, I think I had about 20 doctors, if I'm not mistaken, who were just having pens and papers in their hands, because they are now intrigued with this woman, stage 4 cancer. And, you know, I even had extra blood that was brought in just in case I lose a lot of blood. And to their wonder, I actually made it out of that surgery. They opened me up until my rib cage. And the doctors were literally, this is now information I get afterwards from my gynecologist. She says they literally opened you up because they were trying to find this tumor. And guess what, Claudia? They couldn't find anything.
Wow.
There was nothing in your body. And she says, I had to stand there with the doctors and plead with them to close you up quickly because you were now losing a lot of blood. And eventually they sent me off to ICU. And the day they actually discharged me from hospital, they didn't say anything. When I get home with the baby, I find this report. I'm cancer-free. There's no cancer in my body.
What?
Yes.
And earlier on, when you were pregnant, there was a tumor. So right? it was a counter attack on, to say to you, whatever that you've been doing, studying the word, eating right, you still have gut cancer. There's still a tumor in you, and it's now going to fight against the baby. So it's either the tumor or the baby. Wow. Yes. And you were cancer free. Oh my goodness.
And the baby is now 3 years. She's turning 4 years. She's very much alive.
And you are cancer free. And you and the baby are alive.
and the other thing is, the baby is not a premature.
The baby was full term.
I carried this baby to full term. But according to the doctors, this baby was actually premature. So when they discharged me, they didn't say anything. I think they were shocked.
Wow. I agree with Theophilus Petridge, who says, inexplicable, beyond human comprehension, healing, mind-blowing testimony. Wow. A miracle means the supernatural intervention of the affairs of men. Glory be to the Most High God. And Sobo says, glory be to our Jehovah Rapha, who is our healer. Yes, he is our Jehovah Rapha. And time is so against us. Time is so against us. So how many times would you eat the word, and how would you eat the word? A quick one, because we don't have much time. Every day.
Same way I would say to somebody out there, the same way you would take your medication, going to the doctor and the doctor gives you a prescription and they say, drink this medication 3 times a day. Take your medication with the word of God.
So
take your medication with the word of God.
Speak to yourself as you're taking the medication from the doctor.
Sorry?
If one is taking medication from a doctor, so speak to yourself as you read the word, as you're taking the medication. So if it's 3 times a day, go to the word 3 times a day. As you're taking the medication,
take the word.
And also speak into your... Okay, so what scriptures would you suggest that person should speak into their lives as they're taking the word?
You know, there's so many scriptures. There's just so many scriptures. What I would actually say to someone is, go back and, you know, look up for scriptures that speaks about healing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of scriptures. Locate scriptures that speaks about healing and the promises of God concerning you as a new creature. You start off there. You start, you know, you make your own notes because there's just so many scriptures
that you can tap into. Yeah. Sure. That is so awesome. Abu Chek says, we must eat the word, and the word which was in the beginning will heal us. Reminding me that in the book of Ephesians 2, verse 6, it says, we were raised together with Christ. We were made to sit together in the heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. So we were raised together with Christ. And I think those are the scriptures that we would need to speak into our lives as well. And some that my queen has mentioned. Can we run through those scriptures again as we are closing? Genesis?
Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. Mm-hmm. This is now where God is literally giving us what will heal the body physically. Anything that comes from the ground, you know, you need to go back to basics, start eating healthy. And when you also go to the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 15, where he talks about how he has disarmed principalities and powers. When you go to the book of Galatians 2:20, where it talks about that I have been now crucified with Christ. So now when you look at the scriptures and you also look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 to 13, where it talks about we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against these principalities, forces of darkness. And you could also use the book of Job and see what the enemy was actually doing there to Job as well. When you also go to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, where the word of God says, you are now a new creature in Christ. But all things have passed away. Behold, all things have now become new. You are a new person altogether. You know, we can locate all these scriptures and you take it from there.
Wow, thank you so much for sharing. Abu Chek wants to know, what did you eat? The word, Abu Chek, the word. The word of God, that's what she said. I'm going to put it here. What are your closing statements for today, my queen, as we're closing? Pelatev is not on my side now. What are your closing statements?
Believe the word of God. The word of God is alive and active, and it's sharper than any double-edged sword. It works.
My queen, thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. And for family members who'd like to be in contact?
You can find me on Facebook. I'm Gloria Kwale. I'm also on TikTok, where I normally share most of my work and motivation and scriptures as well. I'm also Gloria Kwale there. Or you can, if you would love to get in contact with me, you can also find me on, maybe send me an email on gloriakwale9@gmail.com.
gloriakwale9@gmail.com. My queen, may the Lord keep keeping you. We love you so
much.
Pila.
Thank you, family.
And yes, my family, she is Gloria Kwale on all socials, TikTok, Facebook. She's Gloria Kwale. And also, you can find her on Gmail. She's gloriakwale9@gmail.com. Brands, I told you. Wow. I'm so inspired too. Tina says, yo, our God is so amazing. Glory be unto our Father God in heaven. Amen. And Theophila says, wow, revelation is progressive. Hey, yeah, we thank God for that. We thank God for that. And to learn that our God is enough. Our God is enough. Yeah, take that medication from the doctor. Remember to couple it with the word of God. Remember to speak the word unto yourself. If it's three times a day, do the word three times a day. If it's four times a day, do it four times a day. And believe the word of God more than the medication. He, the word, will make the medication work. What do you think about that? Kwale. Okay. K-G-O. A-L-E, Kwale, that's her surname, K-G-O-A-L-E, K-G-O-A-L-E. I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Musa Worship, or Jeso Untikani, Jesus is enough for me, and we are saying hello to Germany, Johan, else on something else, I've got to go. Tomorrow, if you got flu, we're talking about the viruses that I hear. Somebody asked, are we in COVID-19? Remember to take the word of God as you're drinking the medicine. Love you. Bye-bye.
657 AM. Streams of blessings.
Now, family, it's that time of the year again. Godly Revolution Youth Festival is back with a bang. 14th June at Lewendewoord Main Campus, Brumeria, Pretoria. Bring your friends and family and enjoy award-winning artists and bands like One Crown, CJ, DJ Maestro, Arnold DeVert, Jade River, and more. And this is an unforgettable experience. Impacts thousands of lives every year. Godly Revolution, 14th June, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Lewendewoord Main Campus at 200 rands per person. Buy tickets online at quicket.co.za. Brought to you by Radio Pulpit, The Good News Factory Trust, and the I Am Youth.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.